There's been a further increase in the number of people in homeless accommodation in the Dublin region. The latest figures from the Dublin Region Homeless Executive show 10,180 people accessing emergency accommodation in March, an increase of 80 on the previous month. The national homeless figures due this afternoon are also expected to show an increase. The director of the Dublin Region Homeless Executive is Mary Hayes. She's been telling me about these latest figures.
So for the month of March, we are seeing, I suppose, a small, you know, we're still seeing a rise in homelessness, not in family homelessness in Dublin, but in single homelessness. It's about the same for families. It's you know, I think we've four families fewer, so that it's a slightly better picture in terms of family homelessness in the sense we haven't seen a rise. And in terms of single homelessness, unfortunately, we're still seeing 68 additional singles coming into homeless than we had in homelessness last month.
So this overall figure, which is what I think 10,180 for the Dublin region, how many children are included in that?
So for us, that would be just over 3,181 children.
And is that an increase, Mary?
That's 16 extra children on last month. So even though there are four fewer families, there are 16 extra children. And that goes just sometimes because of family sizes and demographics of the people who are in any given month.
And what's the picture in terms of what the category described as non-EU homeless?
Yeah, so we've actually seen a slight change this time, because I think the last few months, the number of, I suppose, Irish citizenship families have generally been under 50%. And this month we're seeing 65% are Irish families, 15% EU, 20% non-EU. So it's a slight change this month, you know, a slightly higher number of Irish presentations.
Right, so is there anything to be drawn from that, or would you need to see data over a longer period?
Not really. Yeah, we look at it over a longer period. I mean, there have been changes in the demographics, you know, over a couple of years that we've seen, like, you know, obviously migrant families tend to be more vulnerable to homelessness than Irish citizen families. And we have seen that play out in the numbers over the last 2 years.
And there's also the question of accommodating Ukrainian refugees onto this new arrangement. Now, after 90 days, they'll be leaving the emergency accommodation that's been available to them. Whose responsibility will they become?
So our understanding from the Department of Housing is that it will not fall to local authorities, that as it stands, it's the responsibility of the Department of Children. And if any arrangements change in relation to that, we're being told that we will be given plenty of advance notice of that.
Right. Looking at a couple of specific aspects of all of this, can you tell us anything about older people who become homeless? I suppose they're a particularly vulnerable group, you know, those who mightn't own their own home on a fixed income in a period of rising rents.
I guess for us, I suppose that's a really important category, and it's a message we like to get out there, because, you know, we do hear an awful lot about people in private rented who are getting older and they won't have time built up on the list because they're working. But we are very conscious of that. I certainly know in my own council and in the Dublin councils, we are cognizant of anybody who's at risk of homelessness in the older age category, and we would try and prevent. So, for example, in March alone, in terms of singles, we prevented 87 people from becoming homeless. Now, 61 of those were through HAP, but there was 26 social lettings. And every time you see those social lettings, generally a good portion of that will go to older people who are at risk. You know, particularly if someone in their late 60s or early 70s, you do not want to see them coming into homeless at that age. So we would try and do an older person's letting of whatever is available to us and try and prioritise them for a letting as quickly as we can.
Mm. And in terms of the overall figure of those coming into homelessness, is it still the case that a notice of termination, an eviction notice, is the single biggest reason, the largest single category?
It is for families. Singles are different. So for families, yes. So of the families that we saw coming in, of our new 75 families in March, 31 of those were on the basis of a notice of termination. And I would just like to take the opportunity to say that the Minister has made it extremely clear to all the local authorities that he's highly supportive of tenant in situ, and that we are to continue acquiring those tenancies where we can. The ones that come in are the ones where the landlord will not sell to us, or where, for example, it's for private use, or where it's maybe completely unsuitable for the family. They may not want to stay there either as a long-term social letting. But it's still the predominant issue in terms of family homelessness. Single homelessness is different. We're seeing a totally different picture there. Notices of termination would have been 20 out of the 160 presentations for singles. But we did see the highest number of presentations yet from leaving direct provision for single people and coming into homelessness. And obviously that's what we don't want. You don't want to see people moving from one form of institutional care or, you know, institution into another, into homelessness. It's never a good pathway.
After notices to quit, the next biggest reason for homelessness is what's described as relationship breakdown. Now, that can be what kind of thing in a family?
So if I was to look at, there were 8 in the family homelessness, there were 18 relationship breakdowns, and some of that is with parents. The highest category is with parents, and that tends to be, you know, maybe young mums who are living at home, and that situation just gets, you know, it just gets intolerable, it breaks down. So there's 11 in that category. There are 7 altogether where there's a relationship breakdown with a partner. In addition to that, then there's domestic violence. There were another 3 presentations from of families from a very, you know, from serious domestic violence situations.
And lastly, just a word about overcrowding, which is also identified as, it's single figures in percentage terms as a reason for homelessness, but it is a feature of these figures, isn't it? It has been for quite some time.
It is a feature, and I think that is what we see in terms of when, outside of the notices of termination, the biggest single factor is a relationship breakdown, I suppose, and when you tie together relationship breakdown in the family home, plus the overcrowding figures, you get a picture of, I suppose, strains and stresses that develop, you know, when people are living at home for long periods of time, trying to raise a family within, you know, someone else's home. It is very complicated and difficult, and I suppose that's where we're really seeing where traditionally young families would have gone out into the private rented sector, that is challenging for people now.
And that's Mary Hayes, Director of the Dublin Region Homeless Executive.